spectators wherever you've been. Your attention I beg and I crave, for it's all my desire you make a big room. An abundance of pastime you'll have. I am the second Samson in Judges you'll find, who delights in his darling so dear. What a blockhead was I for to tell her my mind, so gallant and quick you shall hear. Now here comes the man who laid hands upon me. By him I was grieved to the heart, as I lay asleep on my dear darling's knee. Oh, the barber was playing his part. The second's his brother, you might think they were twins. I thought by the world they would fight, when these two Philistines seized on me. You thought they would ruin me quite. The third is a man of so much milder blood. Some pity there's lodged in his breast. He oft times threatened to do me some good, but he durstn't for fear of the rest. The fourth, he comes on like a ranting young lad. He's like to some majestial stand. 'Twas he that gave order that I should be called, so they fettered my feet by my hands. The fifth is as cruel as can be. The others and him did revise. 'Twas he that gave orders that I should no more see, so they instantly bored out my eyes. The sixth is no better than all of the rest. He was the first breeder of strife, and if any of you had been there in my place, you'd be glad to come off with your life. Now these are the six lads that lay hands upon me, without the consent of my dear. But I shall come even with them by advice, so gallant and quick with your ear. Now when they're all merry, carousing with wine, the first one for Samson be called. He pulled the house down and slew all at that time, and that was an end of them all.
These here six actors bold, ne'er come on stage before the best.